A really good job. We drafted him to, you know, be a guy that's versatile, a guy that can move around, can catch the ball in the backfield, can make big plays, and that's exactly what we've got out of him. And so, you know, excited to see that. Excited to see him come out and play big in a game like this. And you know, he did a really good job.
What about Tyler Eifert? I mean, he's so versatile. Spots. What does he bring to the table?
He's, kind of like what you said, he's versatile. He can move all around, outside, inside, line up at tight end. And so, we feel like we've got matchups with both our tight ends. You know, both those guys have done a lot of really good things for us. And we're going to continue to do all the stuff we can to get matchups with those guys.
Pretty seemed like AJ
was
called third and six. Domitaw comes in,
plows
away. You get 8 yards.
Yeah, it was big. Domitaw, bringing him in, he's a big guy that's going to go and blow up the hole. And Ben Jarvis did a really good job of running his feet, not let the first yards after contact was big, and got a big first down. That was a big play, big chance for us to, keep the clock moving and force them to use more timeouts.
Witt was emotional. Were you guys, did you feed off of Witt's emotion a little bit, the big bear, number 77?
Yeah, Witt, he's very passionate. And, for us at that point of the game, you can't let your emotions get to you at that time. We feel like we were in full control of the game, and the only thing that could hurt us was a couple, personal foul penalties or anything like that. So, they were doing some talking, and we did a good job not having any of those penalties. But Witt, a passionate guy, love his heart, and good for him to be back out there.
Witt said he was trying to. He's always going to protect his offense, and he's going to stand up for guys. Is that what he was doing out there? I guess no.
Yeah, I didn't see everything that went on, but I know Witt's not going to back down.
Don't know if anybody asked you this. Sorry if they did, but did you feel yourself maybe a little too amped up at the start of the game? It seemed like some of the throws were a little high off target.
Yeah, early on in the game, some of the throws came out, a little hot, a little high, and so. Just had to settle down, and felt like I did a good job of that. The second half and the rest of the game.
It seemed like this was a game you really needed at tight ends because AJ said they just took everything way deep. Is that
yeah, they weren't going to give us too many deep throws, and the tight ends did a good job getting open. Thought all around the tight ends, receivers, backs, everybody did a really good job. The line did a really good job blocking up front. We ran the ball well, and so it didn't really matter. We never knew what exactly play was going to call a run pass, but felt like we could come out and execute. I thought at the end of the day, come out with a win against the Steelers on Monday night, it's big for us.
Threw it 32 times and ran a 10 in the first half, and had 53 yards in those 10 carries. Pounded Pittsburgh for over 5 yards. Second half, ran it 24, threw it 13, still pounded them. That helped the pass game on one drive. You ran it 5 times, 3 for 3, check it down to Gio for a touchdown. That was a heck of a drive.
Like I said, different drives were doing different things. Getting the running game going was big for us because we were able to get some looks third and shorters, which we were able to pick up some first downs, and help the passing game out. So it was a well-rounded game tonight. We did some really good things in the passing game, did some good things in the run game.
Did you guys make a conservative effort at the half to run, to say we're going to run the ball?
It felt like we were doing a good job of moving them up front, and so we were trying to get some more looks to run the ball, and that's what we did.
You had over 11-minute time of possession advantage, so you limited Ben's opportunities. Was that part of the game plan going in?
Well, we had some long drives against them, and when you do that, their offense isn't on the field, and You know, with Ben, I feel like, you know, with him running around making plays, you know, he's one of the best, best at that. So I felt like if we had the ball in our hands, you know, obviously their offense is sitting on the sideline. That's all it was. It was a check down. And, you know, they dropped back in their zone and just dumped it off to him.
For running back, because I think you guys didn't have a running back with a reception over 20 yards last year, how much does he add just getting the ball in open space like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big play guy. And, I mean, you see what he can do with it when he has the ball in open space. It's good to get a guy like that. That's why we drafted him where we did. And so it's a big part of this offense and a big part of what we want to be is have guys that are versatile, and we feel like that's what our personnel is.
Is that about as wild as you think, as far as not being able to get into a groove or anything? Is that as bad as
I mean, I'd like to come out and play better at the beginning of the game, but I thought I settled in at the end and really did a good job of moving the ball and getting first downs and doing what it took to win the game.
Did you think it was adrenaline at the beginning?
Yeah, I think I was just a little too fired up, and I got to do whatever I can to stay calm at the beginning of the game.
Who could have went back? I guess you said it was, because he was off an eight with Anthony.
Yeah, good to get him back out there. Wood's a great player, and I'm glad to have him back out there. Yeah, they're different style of backs, and they're both really good at what they do. And so, find different ways to take advantage of their skill set.
For a young team, how important is it to get a win on prime time like this?
It's big. It's big to come in, Monday night, everybody's watching, to get a win, and especially against the Steelers, a team that's been really good for a long time. And, a division rival, and it was big for us.
Seemed like the replay reversal really got you guys going. How big of a lift was that?
The fumble, yeah. I mean, Pac-Man did a really good job of, I think he got beat initially, but come back and get the fumble. That was huge. Turnover, and we really got things going. Yeah, we did a good job of their safety jumped a route to the left, and we were able to hit a big play with him.
Thank you.